Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster. And today I welcome Erin Warren to Author's Corner, and she has written the book Everyday Prayers for Faith, Finding Confidence in God No Matter What, which is published by Whitaker House, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Let me share just a little bit about Erin. She is passionate about equipping and encouraging women to discover God's truths for themselves. She's the author of Feasting on Truth, Savor the Life-Giving Word of God, as well as several Bible study books. Erin leads and teaches Bible study through her ministry, Feasting on Truth. She's also a freelance video producer, editor, and designer through Hedley Warren Productions, LLC. She's a graduate of the University of Central Florida with a BA in radio and TV and has served and worked in local church women's ministry for years. Thank you so much for being with us, Erin.
Thanks so much for having me, Roberta. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you had in the bio, it mentioned the fact that you'd written Feasting on Truth, and we're talking today about everyday prayers for faith, but I understand that this is not the first of the everyday prayers series.
It is not. I'm so thankful that I was able to contribute to this series, but it's a great resource. There are several everyday prayers journals.
Okay.
There's one on love, I think is the next one coming out. There's peace and patience, and one for the school year and one for joy, written by different authors, all kind of spearheaded by Million Praying Moms founder Brooke McLaughlin. So it's just been such an honor to get to contribute to this series.
Now, the cover of the book says Everyday Prayers for Faith, but inside the book, the devotional, the word faithful is used more often, that God is faithful to save. So it kind of took me by surprise as I was looking at that, because faith and faithful, yes, they have the same root, but they are a little different. People would say, you have faith for this, but you're actually talking about the faithfulness of God that we can have faith in, aren't you?
Exactly. And I think one of the things that we often try to do is we try to have our faith in and of ourselves. You know, we try to muster up faith. We try to kind of think, I want to have faith. I want to have more faith. But when we understand the faithfulness of God,
mm-hmm.
that is what kind of helps build our faith, is first understanding his faithfulness and his character. And then once we have that, that helps us have confidence in him. And that confidence, we see this a lot in the book of Hebrews, where faith and confidence are related to one another. And so the more we know that he is who he says he is, and he does as he says he does, then the easier it is for us to surrender and have confidence and faith no matter what circumstances we're going through.
Well, as I'm looking at the table of contents, is it written, is it put together so that people will start with number one and work their way through? Or what if somebody picked up the book and they say, man, I'm really struggling with the issue of, is God going to sustain me?
I think it is intentionally, the first, I would say probably three or four, are very intentionally the first three or four.
Okay.
And the last two are very intentionally the last two.
Okay.
However, that said, if you were in a days where you're like, man, I don't believe that God is fulfilling his promise to sustain me.
Mm-hmm.
You can absolutely turn to that one. I think starting with understanding his salvation and is really the catalyst for his faithfulness to us.
Absolutely.
And I think understanding that because he has kept all these other promises to us, that we can faithfully set our minds on him and that we can trust that he will be faithful to return someday.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of how it concludes. So you can absolutely pick it up. The middle ones are all kind of not intentionally in any type of order building on one another. There are a few that build on each other, but it's totally okay if you want to do that.
Well, and certainly the average person is going to go from the front to the back, but I just
right.
thought that table of contents provides such insight into what the next devotion is going to be about that, yeah, it just may be that day you are in a lot of pain. You need to go through that that devotion on suffering.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, like, those two, the two on suffering, so there's one that he's faithful in our suffering, but then he's also faithful to use our suffering. And so those two kind of build on each other. So there really are, I mean, and he really is, he's so faithful, and he does keep all these promises to us. And so if you're struggling in any of those, it's certainly my prayer and hope that you will see the goodness of our God in the words and in his word, and so that you will be able to hold on to your faith and your confidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have more to talk about with Erin Warren regarding her book, The Everyday Prayers for Faith, Finding Confidence in God No Matter What, which is published by Whitaker House, and you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. Well, we also noticed that in the book that you share your family's recent health challenges, mm-hmm. and I know that is an area of a great challenge for a lot of people. So what are some of the questions or issues that pop up in times of crisis for Christians that you help us through in the book?
I mean, for me, and that was really the catalyst for this story for my in my faith, is that when my husband was diagnosed very suddenly with an autoimmune disease, and I had to wrestle the we live in a broken world with broken bodies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we often say, you know, when we know someone who's gone through cancer and it's in remission and they're cancer-free, mm-hmm. a lot of times our response is, oh, God is so faithful. And what happens when we do that, when we tie God's faithfulness to our good earthly circumstances, is that it opens us up to questions like, what does that say to the person whose cancer didn't go away? Is mm-hmm. God not faithful to them?
Right.
Is God not faithful to the one who doesn't get healing? And for me, you know, having to deal with chronic illness now in our family, it wasn't that I didn't believe God could heal. It's just that we live in a broken world, and healing is not a promise. And so for me, that's when I really began to go, okay, well, what is God's faithfulness then? Because mm-hmm. if it's not healing on this side of heaven, what is it? And I found that's when I really began digging into scripture for myself, looking for the promises of God. And the promises of God are so much more precious. They're worth so much more than comfort here on earth. And so, you know, I think a lot of times we have questions of faith. Is God faithful to us when we go through hard things? But he promises in John 16:33 that we will have trouble in this world, that we will have hardship. It's the opposite of what I think sometimes we want to believe. But he is after our hearts for eternity, and that is so much greater than comfort here and now. And I think for us, understanding how he uses these hardships in our life to refine us, mm-hmm. to make us look more like him, and to steady our faith. He shakes out what is impure. He shakes out what isn't necessary. He shakes out what isn't him. And what we're left with is a more impure, genuine faith that is confident.
You mentioned God's promises and seeking those out in the health crisis that you've been through in your family. Mm-hmm. There are so many promises in God's word for a lot of other things as well. So why do you feel it is important that we dig in and find out what these promises are?
Well, 2 Peter 1 talks a lot about, it says his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us mm-hmm. to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. And so, you know, I think my grandmother tells us, she just passed away earlier this year, but she had this moment in her life. She had discovered that she had a inheritance of land from a distant relative. It was her biological father died when she was 2, and so she really never knew him. Most of his family she didn't know, but there was an uncle who had some property, and the uncle wanted to buy out the property, and so she was going to be getting an inheritance of money. And she said, you know, I didn't know this person, I didn't know who they were, but it was mine. She goes, and I just had to take it. Mm-hmm. And she said she was actually vacuuming and thinking about this, and the Lord just hit her with this truth that it's the same for my promises. They are there and waiting for you. They are a rich inheritance to us. But if you don't know what they are, then you can't claim them.
There you go.
And so it's important for us to know what he has promised. I think secondarily, Satan loves to twist and lie. And so he loves to make us think that God has said something he hasn't. Or he twists what God has said so that we start to question and wonder. And so it's important for us to be grounded and rooted in the truth of what he has promised. So one, we can see it in our life and we can claim it, but two, so that the enemy cannot take us captive or make us doubt God and his promises. And so that's why when I was asked about writing this book, I really wanted to write around faith, God's faithfulness and his promises. And so it's 29 different promises in scripture that he has made to us that we can claim and know that he fulfills to us.
Wow, fantastic. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you structured each chapter?
So each day is a different promise of God. And so it has a scripture, and I always encourage people, particularly with devotions, don't just read the verse that's in there. Go to your Bible, read that whole section, read that whole chapter so that you get the context that it is spoken in and kind of get a deeper understanding. And then I really focus when I write on the character of God. I think it's something, you know, we love to talk about our own identity in Christ and we want to know who we are, but if we separate that from who he is, then it's meaningless because it means nothing to know that you're chosen unless you understand the one who chose you. And when you understand that, you're just flabbergasted. You're just beyond yourself that he would choose you. Everything really focuses very heavily on who he is and this promise. And then in light of that, how we can respond. And I do love these journals because they are not just mere devotions where you're going to read a chapter and then, or read a verse and then read whatever I think about it. There's also space for you to interact and think on it yourself. So there's a prayer there, but then there's also space for you to kind of journal. What is it that the Lord is teaching you? You know, you can write out your own prayer, and then you can also, so it's think, pray, and then praise. So you can write out a prayer of praise and thanksgiving for who he is. And I really love that. I love that this is something that you're going to interact with, not just something that you're going to be passively consuming.
Well, then, as I look at the chapter as well, you also have a to-do list. What do you have in mind with that?
Well, I think sometimes we are just quick to be like, well, that was great, and we can move on. But the Lord calls us to respond to his word. In my Feasting on Truth book, I have a whole chapter on how to apply God's word, how to respond to God's word and what you read. And for me, that's always because God is blank, I can blank. And so, you know, I think a lot of times we do like to talk in terms of to-do lists, like, oh, I need to go forgive this person. Or I need to go have this conversation. But even just a recognition of how I can respond because of his character, because of his promise. So because God is faithful to be present, I can look for him in every room that I walk into, in every situation that I experience. And so opening your eyes to be able to see how he's faithfully present, how he's working, how he's with you, you know, and being able to really to think through response. You know, we never want to just leave it at, oh, that's great, God. I'm so glad that you're present with me. Moving on, you know, but to really let it kind of move toward action as well.
Great. Well, today I've been talking with Aaron Warren about Everyday Prayers for Faith, Finding Confidence in God No Matter What. It's published by Whitaker House. So, Aaron, how can people find out more about this book and the other that you have written?
You can go to feastingontruth.com/books, and there's links there not only to Everyday Prayers for Faith, but Feasting on Truth, and then the Bible study books that I have also published for Feasting on Truth. Feastingontruth.com/books.
Great. We've been talking today with Aaron Warren regarding this book, Everyday Prayers for Faith, Finding Confidence in God No Matter What. And I certainly thank Whitaker House for providing a copy. And Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your heart with our listeners today.
Thanks, Roberta. It was such a joy. I'm so thankful.
And to our listeners, we're thankful for you tuning in. And if you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through KNEO.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.
God's Word speaks truth. God's Word speaks life. and God's Word speaks to us today. Hi, I'm Pastor John Marins of the Granby Christian Church. Each week, we explore God's Word together on In the Shadow of Your Wings, a radio broadcast on KMEO. Tune in each Saturday at 6:45 p.m. to hear the show. And if you ever miss it, you can always view the archive online at kneo.org. We also have the program available as a podcast as well, so you can listen anytime, anywhere. It's available from Sky High Podcast Network. I invite you to check out the show and learn more about our incredible God and how He cares for you. You can trust Him. You can depend on Him, and you can rest in the shadow of His wings.